Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're now joined by Makudu Sefara, the Times Live editor and deputy editor of the Sunday Times. Good morning, Makudu.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Makudu, as a lot of the world mourns the passing of the Queen and the ascension to the throne of King Charles III, there's been a lot, specifically in social media, and a couple of letters to the editors and a few articles relating to the colonial past and the legacy that it's left. The insert that you and I are having today is whether or not the Queen did enough to voice some of the injustices of the colonial past, a lot of which ended on her watch.
Yes, and I suppose to your last point, I might say that the Kikuyu atrocities didn't just end. They started as she was ascending the throne. But to your initial point, I think that the view I expressed is that she didn't do enough. She didn't do much to atone for the atrocities that were perpetrated by the British Empire, and and a lot of injustices that were committed in the so-called colonies. And some people will argue that, look, she was young as she took the throne and as she made that famous speech in Cape Town. She was just in her 20s, and perhaps we are expecting too much, etc. But the view I expressed is that, look, you know, even if she was young, it doesn't mean that she wasn't thinking or she wasn't aware of what was going on. But even if you were to become charitable and say that, okay, perhaps let's accept that, I then ask that later on in the years, I mean, she sat on the throne for 70 years. So later on in the years, and even in her twilight, you know, didn't she have cause to think about the injustices that were perpetrated, the many people who were put in concentration camps in the name of the British royal family and the British Empire and the colonies that, I mean, the expansion and conquest that were done in the name of the royal family, didn't she think about those and feel the moment has come for the royal family to just atone, even if that atonement meant apologizing and acknowledging the pain inflicted on millions of people. And in the end, I think she missed a great opportunity to change the course of history, not to change the incidents and events that have happened, but to change how people look at the monarchy and its place in 2022 going forward by simply just refusing to apologize. And you will note there that I'm not even talking about the reparation, which I didn't include in the piece, but just a humane approach to injustices that are obvious, things that can be verified, things that anyone with a desktop can search and find. That, you know, she missed a great opportunity to connect with people and to show that, you know, you can't in this age and era look back at that history and be proud of what was done and what was perpetrated against the people of India, the people of Kenya, and the Afrikaners and Africans, broadly speaking, and many others across the globe.
Very interesting insight, and we do appreciate that opinion. And it is something that somebody should think about. In closing, do you think it would be too late for King Charles III to perhaps atone for what you term the ills of his people, or it was done for the expansion of the imperial empire?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, I suppose it's better late than never. And so if we're sitting here in South Africa now and we're saying that, listen, we have many challenges, but we also know that there was theft that was perpetrated in the name of the British royal family. And, you know, we have challenges and there are things that could still be done. The best way to start is to acknowledge the pain and say that the family injustices were perpetrated in the name of the family, and that we as a family, even if you know, there isn't much we could do now to change what happened in the past, want to acknowledge the pain inflicted, and we want to apologize to the victims and descendants of the people who suffered dispossession and brutality at the hands of the royal family.
Makudu Safara, thank you so much for joining us today. Makudu is the Times Live editor and deputy editor at the Sunday Times. He raised some interesting points there, and he also included the Afrikaners as having been prejudiced by the actions of those that were fighting under the banner of the British. In respect of that, I had a conversation with David Katz on Thursday evening at the launch of his latest book about Jan Smuts. And Jan Smuts was regarded as a pariah, as a traitor to the Afrikaner cause. He'd been a general during the Anglo-Boer War, yet was very quick to embrace the imperial way of doing things by going to war for the imperialist during 1914 in Africa, and then again, of course, again when he was made field marshal in World War II. And a lot of Afrikaners have never forgiven the British for the concentration camps and the scorched earth policy that was carried out in the name of the royal family. Very interesting insight that, very different to what we've been hearing in respect of the praise that the Queen has been given the last few days in respect of her 70 years of service. But of course, there will always be the other side of things, and we need to embrace these different opinions and these different voices. It's very important.